Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
On the mid-north coast of New South Wales, a number of shocked, devastated communities have been remembering Zach Young today, the 19-year-old surfer taken by a 2-metre-plus tiger shark yesterday afternoon just north of Coffs Harbour. There have been tributes all day. At a deeply moving memorial service in Port Macquarie, the local Christian Surfers Group formed a large tribute circle, and there was a minute's silence just off Port Macquarie's town beach. Zach was with a group of mates bodyboarding just 100 metres offshore when he was taken by the shark. Zach was a keen young Christian bloke and hugely committed to the Youth for Christ organisation, which wants to make its own tribute to him tonight, and they've asked that they do that on Open House. Youth for Christ Port Macquarie director is Daryl Carter, who knew Zach well, and he joins us now. Daryl, thanks for joining us on Open House.
Thank you.
Daryl, I'm sure the thoughts and prayers of people right around the country and beyond are with your communities tonight. Can I start by asking you how much more we know of what happened to Zach yesterday afternoon?
He was headed up to Coffs Harbour yesterday. He told me the day before that he was going to do that. As a matter of fact, he was initially going to go end up being in Melbourne. Instead, they changed the day till today that he was meant to go on Sunday. And so he thought he'd take the opportunity to head up there with just the day on Saturday. And he went out there with a couple of young guys from Port Macquarie and he went surfing. Posted in the morning that he was waiting for the tide to go down, but that was kind of the last I heard from him. Obviously, he was surfing out there with his mates. They were just sitting on the boards, and the shark came up and attacked him, grabbed him by the legs. And then he obviously knew that things weren't good. The boy said that he fought off the shark. He punched it a couple of times. The shark let go, and then as he sat there, they put him back on the board, and he began to pray. He told the boys he loved them, and he prayed that God would protect them and protect him and get him through this particular situation. And from that, he lapsed into unconsciousness. Before the boys took about 15 minutes to get him into the shore, I think. Yeah, Lindsay was saying that one of the young boys with him, they were pretty scared all the way in, but they managed to get him in there, and they worked on him before the paramedics arrived, and he had too much blood loss and too much damage done to his legs to save him. So,
Daryl, can you tell us about what's gone on there in Port Macquarie today to remember Zach?
It's amazing. He's a young man that, you know, you could meet him for 5 minutes or for 5 years, he would make an impact on the moment you met him. So that was clear today. So many people who don't normally go to church were there this morning at the church service. You know, they heard lots of people talking about Zach, but his dad particularly challenging them, they knew and loved Zach, that they needed to think about what Zach was living for. He was all about Jesus. You know, every moment, apart from surfing and skating and other things, he would be talking to people about Jesus. So that was kind of the testimony of lots of people today, and then the boys from Christian Surfers and probably a lot of other boys aren't normally involved in that, and girls, they headed out. We walked down from the church and stood on town beach, and lots of people, there's probably hundreds there, and they went out and prayed and had a minute's silence for Zach and a bit of celebration as well.
It's an amazing thing how powerfully his dad could speak with such clarity just 24 hours after his son was taken.
Yeah, Kevin is, he also is just a man of God, and, you know, obviously he loved his son, and he had great passion for him, and he's quite protective of him even, and when I first got involved, he grilled me a bit about what he would do with what Youth for Christ, but he's been such a supporter, and he knew what Zach was about too. And I spoke to Kevin yesterday afternoon, and I told him that, you know, obviously media was contacting us, and I asked him what he would love us to do or say, and he just said, look, just tell him what Zach's about, and he was about Jesus, and he wanted that message out as well, and he wanted to say that himself.
What exactly did he do with Youth for Christ, Daryl?
Well, he was doing a Certificate 4 in Christian Ministry with us, which is just a year-long program where he does some basic theology and some youth work. We sort of gear that towards Youth for Christ. We run a program called AusLife Programs, which have been around for 20 or so years in Australia, where we go into schools and we present Jesus through talking about things like self-esteem and goals and values and relationships. In fact, Zach, only just on Wednesday, he presented with me at one of our local high schools here on the topic of respect. He was trained in that and just had a passion to share the love of Christ. Any moment that he could get, we would talk about Jesus. And, you know, from his own background, that was really important.
Yes, he had quite a transformation in his own life.
Yeah, I met him just after that kind of happened, 18 months or so ago. You know, his dad and his mum had been Christians, but when he was about 12, they separated. That sort of had an effect on him in terms of life. At that point, he sort of got into surfing culture and drugs and alcohol and a few other things like that, even at a fairly young age. He sort of did that for a while, and there was a lot of pain and suffering for him in that, a lot of emptiness. He was looking for another option, and then I think it was beginning of last year he decided that, you know, he was going to really follow Jesus. He wanted to turn back to that, but even then he still struggled. Just one night he got to the end of himself and he broke down at home in his shower and he just said to God, like, if you're real, I want to encounter you, I want to actually experience you in a tangible way. He said he felt the love of God just sort of descend on him in a way that he's a crazy young man in terms of what he's done, and he's broken his feet and legs and all kinds of teeth and all sorts of stuff skating and never cried. But that moment when he encountered Jesus, it broke him and he cried, and he said that's kind of the first time in his life he ever cried. And from that moment, you know, that real, genuine encounter with Jesus, he just said, I'm going to give my whole life to be used by you, and whatever it takes, that's what I want to do.
As his life and as his faith have been remembered today there, what's been the impact on his mates?
Obviously, those who are Christian know that's what we're talking about. We're just talking about how his mates, and I've met with them a few today, and, you know, they've shared lots of stories about how, you know, he would be talking about Jesus. Even last Wednesday, he when we were doing the presentation, he talked about a young man that he brought to Christ recently, a young guy who actually, you know, everyone else was kind of rejecting, and Zach got alongside him and just made a friend of him, and this guy was, after a few weeks, he committed his life to Christ. Zach was saying, he sent him a text message saying, you know what, you saved my life. And that's the kind of guy Zach was, you know. There'd be a bunch of kids, Zach would walk over to them and he would engage with them and be talking about Jesus.
On one of the TV news services tonight, one of his brothers quoted the wisdom of Zach, don't cry, keep your eyes dry, get by. And what do you, Darryl, tell Zach's mates and the community there when they understandably cry out, why? Why him? Why one so young?
That's a really tough question. I talked to his dad about that yesterday, and we probably think that that's a question for maybe a little bit later. But, you know, I think that Zach's story, as it's told and shared, will continue to impact people. And the moment I met him 18 months ago, I can tell you my spirit leapt within me, and God just said to me, you know, you've got to invest in this young man because he's going to make a difference. I've met so many people today, and, you know, who have said the same thing, you know, that he was a young man that just something, had such an anointing on his life. You know, I've watched him speak in front of groups of young people, and the way that he engaged with them, and they listen, you know, that's kind of a rare thing, that, you know, young people listen to anyone, but there's something about Zach that was just amazing in terms of his anointing. You know, he's an evangelist. He brought so many people to Christ, and, you know, there's so many people, you know, that have been impacted by him, and that will continue, I think, as that story is shared. I think as we think about that, and we'll certainly cry, and, you know, we have. I've cried with lots of people in the last day or so. But we know where he is, and we know that he's in a better place. So that's really that, you know, the thing that we hold on, the hope that we have in Jesus, the hope that he had, and the hope he was willing to share. So.
And it sounds like he leaves behind a huge legacy.
Yeah.
Darryl Carter, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
For joining us on Open House and paying an important tribute. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.